Wow, what a blessing to hear the manifestations. And one of them, it just caused me to float because it confirmed what I'm going to share with you guys tonight. And Leslie shared in her speaking in tongues interpretation that God said, and claim my promises. And that's what we're going to be looking at tonight. So thank you, Lord, for giving me a thumbs up. Last Thursday's fellowship, Reverend Barney Barnhart played one of Shakti's and my favorite songs, God is Big Enough. He reminded me of something my long-distance coach once said, and that was, I don't want to see you flying to the finish line. This tells me that you didn't give it your all during the race. Don't save it for the end. Use your strength throughout the race. Like it says in the song, I can run the race I'm called to run because I know God is big enough. So then, we give our best throughout the race. Amen? We don't save it for the end or turn it on and off. We give our best throughout the race that God has called us. Before I give tonight's sharing, I would first like to say that they are words to the wise and humble, and those who want something much better in their lives. So tonight's sharing is for all those who do not know God or choose not to and are sitting on the proverbial fence and have time and time and time and time and time again been disappointed in a life without God. Now, I know all of you who've called in believe in God and have made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, but I'm sharing this as a reminder to you and me. And if there's one person out there who hasn't made Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior and God, the one true God, their Father, then this is for them. Hopefully, it will cause them to get off the fence and get in the family of God. Only to know that they've been tossed to and fro by the wisdom of man, and that's not what we want. As far as the title, I would simply call it, God's Promises Don't Miss Out. With man, when you talk about promises, you have to include this word, broken, because the chance of it happening are very true. Not with God. There is no such thing called broken promises with God. For those of us who know this are very, very blessed. And for those of you who do know God and have made Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior, along with His, God's promises and truth, have a peace the world cannot give. And you know this as well as I do. So you can enjoy this journey because you know the destination and it has no end, eternal life. You can have a life that is truly blessed. A life that is not just merely existing, but alive and abundant with the love of God and with power. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, is what Hebrews 4:12 declares. Do you believe it? Yeah. God's Word is powerful. His promises are true. And the joy we can enjoy being part of His family. Don't allow your lives to run out without getting into the family of God by confessing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and believing that God has truly raised Him from the dead. He was and is our perfect example. If you need to turn to someone to say, well, how do I do this? Jesus Christ is the perfect one. I can tell you that ever since I, Al Segovia, have made that decision, my life has been and has had peace that the world does not know and has been truly energized with godly promises, possibilities, opportunities to help others, to name a few. And how can I leave out the opportunity to have a daughter of God as my beautiful, loving, and joyful wife, Shanti. Wow. This alone has blessed me over the top. All this because of the love of God. That's how big God is. He knows each and one of us, each and every one of us, the details of our lives. And he's always there to give us what we need. Let me say that in this life, with the family of God, as a son or daughter, you and I will be able to enjoy wisdom from above. So if we're to say to you that, if someone were to say to you, rather, that you can have a little bit of wisdom, or this wisdom, from the very one who created the heavens and the earth and all that is in them, we're talking about the stars, planets, and the galaxies, everything that is in the heavens and the earth and all that is living, to have some wisdom from that one source? Yeah, you would say absolutely. And why wouldn't you? This also includes our hope. And what a hope. And as Reverend Barney Barnhart shared yesterday, that one can be refreshed as we go to the sincere milk of the Lord, his word. It's a promise. We also will never hunger or thirst as we drink from the Lord. Speaking of liquid analogies, how about miracles, signs, wonders, healings, and revelation from the Father, just to name a few? You know, God tells us about these possibilities in his love letter to mankind, his written word. So, let us look at some of his promises for the whosoever's to claim, as we heard in the manifestations. Shall we? These are in no particular order. First, I believe we should start with these words from God himself. So if you can go to Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, as I go there. Numbers 23 and verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? That's our God. That's our God. You see, he prefaces everything he does by those words. But before we look at some of the promises God gives us, let us enjoy this song and listen to the words. And you know this song well.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and say, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Well, like I said, I know you know that song, but it's so true. And, you know, here's a footnote about the writer whose name is Russell Carter. So allow me to go to background about this gentleman. Russell Carter, his song was first, Standing on the Promise, was first published in 1886. a hymn book, Songs of Perfect Love. Carter gave his life to the Lord when he was 15 years old. He later became an instructor at an academy, as well as a coach, ordained minister, doctor, musician, and songwriter. Like many, Carter only learned to truly rest on God's promising when he was faced with illness and death at the age of 30. He was diagnosed with a critical heart condition. Connie Ruth Christensen, a teacher of college academics in the Bible, drama, and music, wrote of Carter, "He knelt and made a promise that healing or no, his life was finally and forever consecrated to the service of the Lord." She added that Scripture took on a new life for Carter. He truly began to lean on the promises that he found in the Bible. Maybe even more important, his commitment to believe whether God healed him or not. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. "I listened every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all," and the rest of these words in the song. "This is the type of faith I crave," Carter said. "These are the promises I want to trust." Incidentally, God healed his heart condition. Carter lived for another 49 years with a healthy heart. Isn't that something? But he just gave it all to God and trusted in everything that God would do for him and believed it. Now, some of God's promises. A good verse to start in is, if you can go to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." And we know that because we've experienced that. But still yet, these promises are precious, and they were given to us by our Heavenly Father. Now, knowing God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ, it's a done deal. And for this, please go to 2 Corinthians 1:20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. I'll be reading this out of the NLT. "For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes, and through Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory." God never left anything out when it comes to the promises he's given us. Here's another biggie. Go to 1 John chapter 2, starting in verse 23. 1 John chapter 2. And we're going to start in verse 23. "Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father." And the rest of that verse is in italics, so we're going to skip that part. Verse 24. "Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you also shall continue in the Son and in the Father." In verse 25, "And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life." We've been promised eternal life when we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and God raised him from the dead. But we want to live a godly life, because God has come through for us, backwards and forwards, even to the point of giving us the eternal life. So God isn't what we would say is stalling. But like his word says, he wants all men to come to a knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2:5. So this brings us to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, please. 2 Peter chapter 2, or I'm sorry, chapter 3 and verse 8. 2 Peter 3:8. I'll be doing the NLT on this one also. But you must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. Verse 9. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. Wow, when you look at it that way, it really opens it up to you. And God wants all men to be saved. He doesn't want anyone to perish, but we have to make that decision. We have to claim the promises. He's given them to us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And what kind of excellence are we looking to? Go to 1 Timothy chapter 4, please. 1 Timothy chapter 4. And in 1 Timothy chapter 4, let's look at verse 8. And I'll be reading these last two in the NLT also. Physical training is good. We know that. But training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the one to come. This is a trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. Why not? Why not? There are many, so many more of God's promises to man. Why? Because he so loved the world and gave us Jesus Christ, along with the wonderful blessings of his promises for his family. Amen?
Amen.